Learning Masech, the Sukkah, Lef, Amin, Favim, and Beis. Gemara asks the Sukkah, if my Esrik shenikvu achbarim, if mice took a bite out of the Esrik, the first Lashon Rav said, Ein Zahadr, and the Gemara Sakasha Mchanina, that ate from the Esrik and still was Yetza, and the Gemara Sakasha, what do you mean, Mchanina, it should be Shrei in the Mishnah? So Gemara says, no, Bishlaim, Mestizah, Mchanina, like Kasha, Kambiyat, Division, Kambiyat, Divshem, that Chaser, the Mishnah is a psul called Chasu, and that's only Biyat of Rishon. Chanina was Matvil Bey Venafik Bey, and that was Biyat of Sheni, El Rav Kasha. And Rashi's Masmah, why is it Shver and Rav? Why don't you say by Rav also, Kam Biyat of Rishon, Kam Biyat of Sheni? So the Gemara explains, Rashi explains, I mean, that Rav said, Ein Zahadar. Rav Chanina, we're dealing with the psul of Chasu, which Rashi says is learned there from Lekach Tam, that should be Lekicha Tamah. So that's dafka biyant of Rishon, not biyant of Sheni. The Rav said, "Ain't zahadar. Hadar is a psul even by yant of Sheni. The mitzvah duri binan. Hayol amaska shem shemayim alav." And it brings a raya from the Rish Perkin that says, "Yavish is pasul bishlam yavish is pasul. Dein biyant of Rishon, dein biyant of Sheni. The hadar binan veleka." So you see, klar that hadar is a psul even biyant of Sheni. So Rashi touches up the Gemara, and Lachari the Gemara is mashma very much that way, that there's a difference between the psul chaser and the psul hadar. If it's a psul chaser, then you could say, I'll be under Frishan, I'll be under Sheni. If it's a psul hadar, then it has to be possible all 7 days. And the Gemara has two lashonos. One is that it's not hadar, and the Gemara says, Shani achbarim demi'isi. And the second lashon is not, Rav says it is hadar and brings a raya for Rav Chanina. Now, Taisus and the Rosh also learned that way earlier. I want to go through that sugya now, even though the Rishayim already went through it earlier. We didn't go through it then. We'll go through it now, the different Rishayim on the Inyan. Taisus and the Rosh, earlier on the Mishnah, Taisus there, the Ramaskal Bin and Hadar, and the Rosh, Simon Gimel. They asked this Kasha, why does the Gemara there assume, Bishlaima Yavesh Hadar Bina Veleka? Ela Gazel, Bishlaima Yadavishan, it says, Lachem Yishalachem, Avamiyantav Sheini Amai. Why does the Gemara assume that Lechem and Shalachem, that's Dafka Yant of Rishon, and Ulkicha Tama, that's even beyond, Lechem and Shalachem is Dafka Yant of Rishon, and Hadar is by all cases. Why does the Gemara assume that way? And Taiz was claiming maybe it depends where it is in the Pasuk, but he says here we have Lechicha Tama, also which the Gemara assumes is even only beyond the Rishon, just like Lechem. So why is Hadar different? So Taisus and the Rosh say that when we're discussing the mitzvah deraisa is only the first day. The rest of the days is the rabbanis tiknu chachamim. So usually you say kein deraisa tikkun, but it depends. When you're dealing with the ikar mitzvah, like l'kicha l'chalecha v'echa, that everyone has to take the luv, you can't be yetzer with one person taking the luv for everyone. That's the ikar mitzvah, that will be kein deraisa. And also, the din that you need all dalet minim, that din of l'kicha tamah. That also you'd say kein deraisa, and also hadar because of hidda mitzvah. But chaser and shol, that's just a tnoya mitzvah. They weren't misaken. As Isaac Taiz and the Rosh, and the Rosh feels nice. Lefin zeh, there won't be so much of a chilut in yantiv rishon and yantiv sheni, only by chaser and by shol. Now saying that all the rest of the psulim, most of them are al tzadar, and gazel also is al tzmitzvah by there, and certainly asher and ir nidachas. And Arla and Trumutzmeya, that's us Susa Mechdashire. And there's other psulim like Hadashaita, if it's not Aves, or Tzav Safa, but that's Ain Shmayalov. All these things are definitely possible all 7 days. The only thing that's really kosher on the rest of the 7 days is a psul chaser and a psul of shol. Because Lachem and Lekichatama, that's like the Tanai, and they weren't misaken that for the 7 days. And as it tells us earlier, on Lamanheim and days, by also Chazazos Arubai, he says, Yerushalmi is mashmik sas, that also chazazis is dafka bayant of Rishon. And he says, Kedepricious Bereish Perkin. There he brings the Yerushalmi, but he's masubik what he means. He says, if you're going to say that also chazazis, Taisus says there in the middle, that if you're going to say that also chazazis is only possible bayam Rishon, so then you have to say it's hadar. And you're going to have to say that the sighted of still of also chazazis is chaser. And Taisus says, Lay mistaba klal. So he doesn't say Klor Pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Rosh over here, in Simon Tezvav, he says that he thinks Yerushalmi means that Chazazis is called Chaser, and that's why it's Mapas only beyond the Rishon. But he says, not Mestaber, because what's the Gemara saying, that on the Chaitim, you have a time of chaser, or what's the chiluk rubay and miyutay, and what's the chiluk of shnayim and shleishim mekaymes? Sounds like it's only a tzadir. So then you have a chiluk. Shnayim and shleishim mekaymes is a problem of menumer. Only rubay you have a chaser and a father, except for chaymay. But he says that maybe the Yishalmi argues in the Gemara and holds that even harder is only possible by Yom Tifrishin. But he's landing on a Vada Ar Gemara, both the Gemara before, by Yavesh, which says, the Inan Hid the Mitzvah, and the Gemara here, that's Mavur, according to Rav, it's that Nikvu Achbarim is possible even by Yom Tifsheni, that the Bavli holds that harder is possible by Yom Tifsheni, and Lechaya then Hu Adin Chazazis. So that's one Shitas Rishaynim, Rashi, Taisus, and the Rosh, that when the psul is the psul of Hadar, then Chazal is masakin it for all 7 days. Rashi says, Yamask Hashem Shemayim Olav, you need here the mitzvah. Only a psul chaser and a psul shol, there was only the first day. Now the Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam's Perichas Alachates, Kaleila Shemayne Shem Sum Ne Mumim Shem Biarnu, anything that's possible because of a mum, Ivan Ne Gezel Geneva, beyond the Vishim of that. Aval biyant of sheni mshayam imakol kasher. Pamsul hashim ishum avay dezara. I'm neisha aisa esek aser b'achila. That's main biyant of vishim main b'shayam impossible. So when we're dealing with susim echdeshira, like avay dezara or it's aser b'achila arla chumetmeyam, so that's possible all 7 days. But everything else, any mum or gezel and geneva is only possible biyant of vishim. So stam the gemara, the Rambam paskins like the man the Omer, that we don't hold the mitzvah of Aveir, like Shmuel. But the Rambam would hold that Yavesh, and Chazazis, and Niklaf, and Menumer, and everything like that, is only possible beyond Tevishin. So what do you do with the Gemara earlier, that Yavesh is possible beyond Tevsheni, Bishlami Yavesh, bin in the mitzvah of Leka, and our Gemara, which is Mevurach upon him, according to one Lashen, that if the Kvuach Barim would be Chsar and Hadar, would be possible even beyond Tevsheni. And even the second Lashen is not Mashma, that the Pshat is, that Hadar is not possible Yad Vesheni, it's mashma that Nikvu Achbarim is the same thing as Matvul Bey Venafik Bey, it's no problem of Hadar. So the Bir Agra, Simon Tafresh from Tesef Hay, says that the Pshah and the Rambam is that the Gemara there is only a Havimina. The Gemara thought Kapasik Vatani, Vaishna Yantav Vishin Yantav Sheni. So Gemara says, I have a Pshah in that. I have a Pshah that there could be a Psul Hadar Yantav Sheni, but I don't have a Pshah why there should be a Psul Lachem Yantav Sheni. But the Rambam, the Maisa passions like Shmuel, that Gazel is only possible beyond division. So in the Maisa, even Yavish is also only possible beyond division. I wonder about Ag Gemara that passes the Kvu Achbarim beyond the Sheni. That's because it's much more Mias. That's what Rav says, Ein Zahadar, it means it's more Mias than just Chaser, and just the regular din of Hadar. And according to the Lishna Kamu, that can be possible beyond the Sheni. But the Rambam passes like the Lishna Basra, and says that Nikvu Achbarim doesn't have a din of a problem of Hadar, but the other psulim are less mias than the Havman of Nikvu Achbarim, and they certainly don't have a problem, even though there's a psul Hadar. So the male, the Yishalmi, that says by Chazazis, that it's only possible Yad Devisha, which isn't very good. And other Yishalim also hold this way, the Marshal, the Tur, and Simon Tafresh, and Tess, brings from the Ritz Geis, and the Bala Itter, and the Rabbeinu Yena, that also holds that all the psulim are Kasha Yad Devsheni. So the two Gemaris that say, that Hadar would be possible beyond Tevsheni, one is just the Havimina, and one was just by Nikvu Achbarim, according to one Lishan, because it's much more Mias. Now the Raivan has a third Shita. The Raivan on the Asagis and the Rambam, first of all, he's not made by Gazel because the Mitzvah are about there, but he's not made by Yavesh, he says, Neshu Kemes. He says, Yerushalmi. In other words, the Raivan holds that a regular Psul Hadar, we wouldn't have by Yad Tevsheni. So Lamaisa Chazazis, Menumer, the Esrik Shanishbucha Kikidin, all the cases where there's a problem of Hadar, the Ravid's masking, he just makes an exception by Yavesh, because it's Kemes, like it says in the Yerushalmi, and also Gazel, because the Mitzvah Mabah Aveira. Now the Ravid explains it more. He has a Hilchas Lulav a Ravid, it's in the back of the Eis of Hadar Gemara, and he says, Kamenir Ve'ena Atam Shapirish B'Yisham Al Yavesh U'Pasal Hashem Le'yamesi Mehal Luka. He likes the Yishalmi. Yishalmi says that the reason why Yavish is possible is because Le'yamesi Me'al Luka, and that would be all 7 days. Because that's the same thing as Gazel and Asher Nir Nidachas. Gemara says, Me'in and Hadar V'Leka, he says, that was just the Rav Chalim Musa, because if it's Mace, it's certainly not Hadar, it's Kvar Halach Kol Zivei V'Hadarei. So Mavada came and should come, so Kamisha ain't a dummy, because Shalashay vin Hidachasu the Michta Shiru Hilka Pasal called Zayin Yamin. That's how the Ravid wants to Mimi Yashiv. Agamar, I guess, is Tula Shainis. So the Maisu we pass like the second Lashon of Kvuach Marim is not a problem. And that Gemara is Dafka Mayavesh, which Yushalmi calls it Kames. Now the Balamar also holds that way. The Balamar holds that Yavesh is worse. Balamar over here says that all these psulim, chazazis, everything is all beyond division. Karamina Gabi Esrik Shinek Vuach Barim. And he holds that even Arla and Truma Tumeya is only possible beyond division. We spoke about this a little bit earlier. Because he holds that there's no din of Ksusim Mechdeshir of Arla and Truma Tumeya. The psul is because of Heter Achila and Din Mammon, and that's Lachem, and Lachem is Dafka beyond division. But he writes about Yavish being possible beyond of Sheni. He writes in the beginning of the Perek that the psul is Kosakiveyu Nolapecha Secha. It sounds like he's going with the same svar of the Ravid. That's not the pshat that anything that's possible al Tzadar is possible beyond of Sheni of Adonat. Yavish is an exception. Yavish, the Ram brings Kolamais, Layamais, Mehalukaf, and the Yishalmi. The Baal Amar says, Akiveyu Nolapecha Secha. So he also holds that Yavish is worse. So come this, we have three sheet, this Devaila. We have the Rambam and other Rishonim that hold like him that say all the psulim are not possible beyond the Sheni. The only thing that's possible in the Sheni if it's Ksusim Mechdeshure, or let's say it doesn't have a Shir, or if it's Ein Shmaya Love, like it's Hafzafa, it's not an Arava, even a Hadash Shaita, Hadash, it's not Aves, so it's not Anafates Aves, it's not Shmaya Love, it's not considered to be the right Min. Now the Raivan and the Baal Amar is saying that Yavish is different. That's the Gemara earlier. Yavish is possible 7 days. The Ravid says it's this kames, like mesim alakol. He also says it's like tusim mech deshire, it's kamisha enay dami. And the Baal Amar says the lashon akiveyu no lepecha secha. It's mamish not roi to bring it to a melech, so you can't use it. But the Ramban is very bothered with the Ravid and with the Baal Amar. The Ramban is in the Mechamis, in the beginning of this parik on the Baal Amar, and also he has a sagas and hilchas lulav of the Ravid. He says the Gemara says mefurish not that way. The Gemara says Blagaba Yavish that Rabbi Yehuda holds that lulav Yavish is kasher and Eshega Yavish as well in Maisa because he holds you, that you don't dash in hadar, and he uses hadar to tell you that the dar bilane shana shana. That's the Gemara earlier. So you see, klar, it's nothing to do with layamesi malukah, nothing to kvena besecha. If that would be true, why would Rabbi Yehuda be machshirit? The whole machlekes Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbanan is if there's a psul hadar. You learn it from pre-Eitz Hadar. First the Gemara said it's a shalif yimakshina lulav la'esreg. And then the Gemara says, no, even by esreg, Hadar doesn't mean Hadar. It means Hadar vilane shana shana. But you see, they have exeris because of Hadar that tells you that Yavesh is possible. And without it, it'll be kosher. Nothing to do with meis, nothing to do with alabecha secha. And he's also bothered in Svara, Balabatish. He says that esreg ha-yavesh is beautiful. Ha-kvein alabecha secha. It's a beautiful thing. Yes, you bring it on Shulchan Malachim. For good smell. What's wrong with the esrog that's yavish? It's meshubach. No, meshubach for el al shulchan malachim meshumareach. There's a xeris akasav of hadar. It has to be fresh fruit. But you can't say it's akivein olach vesecha. He says that if a mouse took a bite out of it, the Gemara Lamaisa says it's kasher. You think esrog yavish is more mias than if a mouse took a bite out of it? He says, v'shteitzach is faket. He's also bothered with the Lashon and the Ravid that it's Kames, it's Ksusim Ech Deshire. What do you mean? It's Aymet Kamashonim. A Lulav Ayavish? Very strong, very powerful. He says, you have a Hadas which says, Yavshu Roy Volav, Vinishvar, Vinishtayib, like Gimel Badi Alan Lachim is saying it's Kasher. You just have three leaves, and it's Kasher. Even though this, the Hadas is a weak, frail, plant that's mamish dying, Echmein, most of its leaves are already dried out. No problem. It's not Ksusim Ech Deshire. It's kosher. And this lulav that's dried out, I mean, it's mamish much stronger than that hadas. He says, Bechlal, there's no din of Ksusim Ech Deshire on something which is withering and then falling apart and running. And at the point, Ksusim Ech Deshire is only said by one case when the din is besreifa. So the Torah wasn't makshiv of it at all. Stand at the fact that something is weak, and on its way out, there's no din Ksusim Ech Deshire. And he doesn't see why the love of my weak Bechlal. He's very, very bothered by the svar of the Raivan and the Baal Amar. And the Ramban has his Mechudosh Tikkun Shtickle. He says, I'm going to tell you a pshat that the Rishonim didn't explain, a gevaldige pshat. And he says there's three mitzvahs by lulav. There's the mitzvah of yantiv rishon, there's the mitzvah of seven yom the mikdash, and then there's the derabanan of seven yom the mikvulim. And he says that the mishnayis, until we get to that from alephim and beis, where we bring the takana shebechanim and zakai, we're not discussing anything about in the mishnayis. You won't find the zecher to the din derabanan of uvan esrik. Everything is the din derais of uvan esrik. So in the Gemara earlier, he says kapasik v'tani loishne yantiv rishon loishne yantiv sheni. It doesn't mean the din derabanan of Tchanas Rebechen and Mezakai of today's Yantiv Sheni. It means the din Yantiv Sheni b'mikdash. So he says, this is the chilek. But Yantiv Sheni b'mikdash, Hadar is a vada pasul also. You know why? Because it says, pre-eats Hadar. So the Torah tells you, take these minim, and one of them is Hadar. And he says, l'kicha tamu also would be pasul. It says, u'lekach them. So, command all the dinim of Yantiv Rishon is the gay to Yantiv Sheni ben Mikdash, he says. The only different, only thing not is Lachem. Lachem is going on the Yom Rishon. But Ulakakhtan Lakichatama, because he says, this is the Pshat in the Pasuk. Ulakakhtan Lachem the Yom Rishon creates Hadar. Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Lakecha means, Ayadeva Lakichas creates Hadar, Kabbis Tmar, Nafe Savas, Arvi Nachal, you're going to use that ben Mikdash to be smacht Lefnei Hashem Lakecha. So the Lachem is only on the Lekachtem B'yayim Erishayim. But the Usmachtem is going back on the Ikka Lekicha of the Dalad Minim. So the din of Lekicha, Lekicha Tama, and the din of Hadar, that's Mamish the Dalad Minim. It's just Lechem that you don't have. So that's a pshat in the Gemara earlier that Pasul's Yavesh, that's going on the base of Mikdash. You understand in the base of Mikdash. Because the Mishnah didn't know, I mean it knew, but it wasn't Geiris, any other din, until we get to Mamalef and Mabez, we're not going to discuss anything about the din derabanan. But here when it says Yantiv Rishon Yantiv Sheni, it means the Yantiv Sheni of us, the derabanan dikadin. He says, don't ask me Akasha, how could the Gemara call it Yantiv Rishon Yantiv Sheni there and here, mean different things? Because they were going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah's Yantiv Rishon Yantiv Sheni was B'mikdash, the Mishnah's Tomatini Deraisa. Here Rav Chanina is talking about what they did in those days. There was no Mikdash. Yantiv Sheni meant the Din Derabanan. Now the Din Derabanan, there's no restrictions altogether. There's no restrictions altogether. Just you have to have the minim. Whatever is not the min b'chlal, we have to have the shir. Ksusim ech the shir. Also, you'll have a problem. And Gazel mitzvah b'aveira, he says they put in also because the mitzvah b'aveira that you don't want to have no matter what. Befrani he says even worse. The Torah didn't even tell you to do it. The Derabanan told you to do it. So fakert, you're making things worse. It's like an extra thing. It's even worse to do it by there. The only problem is El Gemara, which I think the Ramban is learning that it's takana machloikis to tula shainis. When Rav, in the first lashon that Rav said ein zahadar, Rav takahel is absul hadar by yantiv sheni derabanan as well. But that's only in the first lashon. In the second lashon, then there's no absul hadar by yantiv sheni. That's a little bit shver. Because it's mashma that the question is that the kvuah achbarim is a problem of hadar or not if there's a psul hadar b'yantiv sheni. But that's what the Ramban says, and Tvo also says he likes it a lot. Very excited about the pshat. So there are two ways to shtim the Rambam with the Gemara. The Bi'ar Groz Mahalach is that Gemara is only a havimina. The Gemara thought that kapasik v'tani, and the Gemara explained it because of hadar. But l'maskana, we don't say it is a problem, Father, just like Gazel is not Pasul Shivas Yom Lefi the Ramam who within Yavesh. And Agamar is also, the first Lashon in Gvuach Barim is much worse than the regular Hadar. But in the second Lashon, it's the same as regular Hadar. And the Melech, that's why it's Kasha B'yantiv Sheni. And we have the Ramban that learns the Gemara of Yavesh. It's talking about specifically for the Beis HaMikdash. But the Beis HaMikdash of Adar is a Psul Hadar. But in our Gemara, we're talking about the din derabanan, right? So you have no klara gemara. It is a mitzvah b'aveir, but a din derabanan kum dais. And the Rambam tak holds that there isn't, but the Ramban holds there is, because he says kol shekin they will give a mitzvah b'aveir, but a din derabanan. That's the shitas rishenim. So what is the shitas rishenim la'alacha? Taisus and the Rosh hold that command all the psulim apostle all 7 days. That says all the ones that are negay to hadar, only the ones in negay to chaser are kasher all 7 days. But the Rambam holds, even the psulim negay to hadar are kasher all 7 days, and the Rambam has a lot of rishayim like him, the Ritzgeis, the Bala Itter, Rabbeinu Yena, that the Torah brings down, and the Ramban and the Ritva that we have. And then you have the Raivin and the Bala Amara that makes a chilek. Yavesh, in specific, the Gemara before said it's possible all 7 days, and that's because of Layamesi Mihalalukah. or because of Akivei and Ola Pechasecha, but other psuli hadar are okay. Now, the Mechaber passes like the Rambam. He brings down the Lashon and the Rambam. He actually even brings down the Lashon and the Rambam that Gonav and Gozel is kosher. And that's a shaila, because in the beginning of the Siman, he brings down the din of Gonav and Gozel is pasul all 7 days. So that's a shtickl problem. The Magen Avraham says he only pasul the chatchil in the beginning of the Siman. But the guy in his mitzadid, he's just bringing the Lashon of the Rambam, so he didn't change the Lashon, but he himself holds there is a din of mitzvah b'aveira all 7 days. So Gozel all 7 days is a shtickl shaila. It's just that even according to the Rambam, you can't make a bracha anyway. So it's not so negeya. If all you have is a little of a gozel, could be you could take it anyway. And you can't make a bracha either way, even if you are yetzer. Altsaltsav, it's a berich ni it's Hashem. But there are other psalms like a hadashay, and a mishulosh, which like we said is a hadashay, by a lulav shesalik b'chad hutsa that we had earlier, the ran is mesupik, if that's called a psalm, if you or not. But that's a shita samachabah. There are moas, machma like the taste in the rush, that only the psul of chaser is kosher on the rest of the days, but not the psul of hadar. So the Ramah Grada writes that nitl pit masai, a uksai, is a psul chaser. So come dice, if your pitim falls off after he ate it the first day, or kapanim will see the second day also, maybe you'll need a pitim. But after that, the Ramah says there's no need, you can have nitl pit masai, it's not a problem, it's a psul chaser, it's kosher lechatchila. The Magen Avraham brings down a shita that Nidla Pin Masa is a psul hadar. So he is Machm Lechatchila B'Shar Yam. But the Mishnah Berurah says that B'di'evin, Lamaisa, since Rav Faiskim hold that anyway hadar is mutter, and Rav Faiskim hold that Nidla Pin Masa is a problem of chasa, not hadar, so what's the problem? B'di'evin, you could use it. He just says some people Lamaisa hold you shouldn't make a bracha on it, but if it's any suffix, if it's called Nidla Pin Masa, like we said, if some of the eights is sticking out, then the Magen Avraham says it's kasha even beyond the Rishon. But I guess if it's not the part that's sticking in isn't out, so it's already a suffix of a zitla pit masai. See, granted, any time a zitla pit masai is a shtickle suffix because the Rav Yitzchak Halevi says it's only the ukets, but maybe that's like a das yachid in the Rishonim. But by chazazis umenumer, the Ramah paskins it doesn't help, and he even says it doesn't help to cut off the chazazis or the nimer, which is also a big shaila. Because the mechaber is mashma, that even beyond the frishin you could cut off the chazazis. If you carefully cut off the chazazis and it won't be chaser, or you cut off the menumer, then it will be good, as long as it has the appearance, the mara of the esrik. So that's a shaila. Is there a chilek because here you're cutting into the esrog itself and making it chaser, even though chaser is kasha b'yantiv sheni, but since it came because of a chazazis, that's a bigger problem? Or is there a machlekes mechaber in the Ramah, and then by a chazazis that you took off, maybe you can be maker like the mechaber again? But Sirif, you have all these rishonim that hold that even chazazis is good, like the Yerushalmi, and now you took it off and it's chaser, and chaser is not a problem, so the Ramah says, but since it came in kayak psul, it's a problem, but could be we don't hold it at svara, so maybe you don't have to be machma like the Ramah. But even when the kvu achbarim, the Ramah is machma all 7 days, like the Bahagar of Tanur Gaim, but there he says you should cut it off. That's what he says. There he says cut off the nekvu achbarim, and then it would work. Because the Gvu Achbarim could be maker than we pass him like the second Lashon, that it's kosher, so even though the Irish Shainim that pass him like the first Lashon, but they're already Betzir if you could cut off the place with Achbarim bit a bit from it. But Chazazis and Menumer, there are molds you can't. Lamaisa B'Shas HaTchak, the Mishnah Berurah says you could be Seimich on the Rambam, and it's Mashmi even to make a bracha on it, and the Sharetzim was discussing about Yavesh, because Yavesh, you do have more sheet to set its puzzle, besides the Tais and the Rush, you also have the Raven and the Balamar. There's one other Shaila that you have is by Yantiv Sheni Shalgalias. When we discuss the first day and the rest of Sukkot, what about the second day, the second day Yantiv? The Rush, at the end of Siman Gimel earlier, he says that Yantiv Sheni Didan is Kiyam Rishon, it's a Sveika. It's a Sveika Diyayma. So Mela, you have to be machmer on chaser, l'shitasei, and kolshkein on the sulim of hadar, on yantiv sheni also. But the Ran brings down a yeshmi sha'imer that is not noig yantiv sheni shogolus. And the Rambam sounds that way, because the Rambam says, avul yayim sheni im shar yamim, that's the lashon in the Rambam, kol eilu shemayinu shem sulim neimum shem bi'arnu is einim sulim miyantiv rishon muvad. Avu yantiv sheni im shar yamim akol yakasher, the Rambam is kamat mefurish that there's no din of yantar sheni shogoli. So that's how the Magid Mishnah learns. And the Rambam brings down the yesh mishaim in that way, and he says as far as like this, because really we know b'kvida diarcha. Why do we keep yantar sheni? He says the guy be kedushas yantar sheni chazal very makbid. You should never be mezals in the kedusha yantar sheni. You should daven the tefillas of yantar sheni. You should make kiddush. You should be naig all the issa malacha. But the Gabi Mitzvah said, in Eig B'yantiv Sheni, he says, will come out of Chumra as a Kula. Just like we said, that a din, that Seifela, that Schilasa Hachma of Seifela Hakel is not a din, because if you're not going to find things that are Kasha Barishan, you won't take anything. So Mamela, in Chumra will be a Kula, so Mamela they weren't Machmir. But the Ran says, it's not a good time of the Ran Tainas, because he says, if it's a suffix, so what do you do when you have things that are Pasul b'yantiv rishon and kasha b'yantiv sheni, you're not going to not take them, because maybe it's yantiv sheni. You'll take them without a bracha. So who are there now, even though we didn't make via the archa, you'll take it without a bracha, there's no chumra kula. So that's how he paskins, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. If you have something which is pasul b'yantiv rishon or kasha b'yantiv sheni, like chaser according to everyone, or like hadar according to Rav Yishenim, on yantiv sheni shogolius, you do take such a lulam. But Lamaisi, you don't make a bracha because of the chumra of Yantiv Sheni.